Roz Williams was born Roger Allen Painter on the 9th of November 1963. He had an international reputation as a singer, songwriter, musician, spoken word artist and performance artist. His career began as the lead singer and leader of Christian Death, a band whose musical style and influence is beyond calculation and travels across many genres. Christian Death's first LP, called Only Theatre of Pain, was groundbreaking. Roz Williams wrote the majority of Only Theatre of Pain when he was just 16 years old. It was released in 1982 and has remained the cornerstone of the US gothic rock scene. Roz Williams actually disliked the gothic rock tag, saying it was inaccurate, and he detested the pigeonholing it created. Despite this, the gothic fan base remains a large percentage of his extremely loyal fans. Roz Williams continued to front Christian Death through the mid-80s, releasing many albums including Death Wish, Catastrophe Ballet, Ashes, The Decomposition of Violets. And after many political problems with Vala, a fellow Christian Death member, Roz left the group that he created and worked on projects such as Hell Tear and Premature Ejaculation. In the late 80s, Roz Williams married Eva O and moved to San Francisco, where the couple formed the group Shadow Project. In the early 90s, Roz Williams and Eva O relocated back to Los Angeles and signed to XXX Records, which was the beginning of a long-running relationship that created loads of music. The partnership between Roz Williams and XXX Records included 4 Shadow Projects albums, 2 Premature Ejaculation albums, a Hell Tear album, a duet album with former Christian Death member Gitane de Monet, an EP from the hard rock project Dorcas Carota, and a spoken word collection named The Horse's Mouth. In the early 90s, Cleopatra Records also released many Christian Death albums that featured Roz Williams, but not Vala, who was performing under the same band name. Sometime in the mid-90s, Roz Williams and Eva O separated, although remained legally married. Eva O had turned to Christianity, and Roz was believed to have developed a drug habit. Roz Williams passed away 7 years ago on the 1st of April 1998, aged 34. The cause of death was suicide. Roz had hanged himself in his bedroom. His hanging was not drug-related, as he had been clean for a while. Roz was remembered in a private gathering of close friends and fellow artists at the famous El Rey Theatre on the Sunday evening of the 5th of April 1998. A formal ceremony was to be held later in the month when his entire family could be bothered to be present at the one time. Roz Williams was cremated. The final album that Roz Williams made was the 4th Shadow Project album, called From the Heart. It had not been released before his death. We will now hear a track from the final album that Roz Williams ever recorded.
Forever came today. mercy to share your grace, and the walls come down. And I bask in your embrace as the walls come down. So blindly unkind, the are behind, and forever came today.
Like a magnet.
Sudden Death with their track called The Blue Hour, which is from their album called Catastrophe Ballet. That was a request going out to Sarah. We heard another Christian Death track before that. It was a track called Ashes from the album of the same name, the opening track to the album Ashes. That was a request going out to Scott and also to Jason. And we start off that set with Shadow Project and their track called Forever Came Today, which was from the last album that Roz Williams ever recorded, that being From the Heart, and that was a request going out to Rowan. You're listening to the Sacrament Radio Roz Williams tribute here on 2RRR 88.5 FM. Got a bit of a gig guide for you. Ms. Anthropic are performing live with Neo Easy and Sin City this Friday night, the 8th of April at the Lansdowne Hotel, and that's from 9 p.m. Backy Skank, The Casino Rumblers, Lyrical Madmen, The Signals and Step and Razor are all performing live this Friday night, the 8th of April, as part of the Punk and Ska event that's being held from 8 p.m. at the Empire Hotel, which is situated on Parramatta Road in Annandale. The Sahara Hot Nights are performing live with the Red Riders and the Hell City Glamours this Saturday night, the 9th of April, at the Gaelic Club in Surrey Hills. And tickets are still available through Moshtix. For more information, check out pages 9, 25 and 41 in this week's Drum Media. Ms. Anthropic are performing live again, but with Vulture, Silo and the Captain's Package this Saturday night, the 9th of April, at the Hopetoun Hotel in Surrey Hills. For more information, check out page 10 in this week's Drum Media. As I mentioned before, Zombie Ghost Train are launching their album Glad Rags and Body Bags this Saturday night, the 9th of April, in the At Newtown venue, with supports from Sydney City Trash and the Booby Traps, as well as the Golgotha Boys Choir. Also, what I mentioned before, Zeitgeist performing live this Sunday, the 10th of April, as part of the All Ages gig being held at the Arncliffe Hotel from 1:30 p.m. with supports from Bug Girl and Bleak December. Also on this Sunday, but during the night time, as I mentioned before, Ken Stringfellow and Even, they're performing live at the Annandale Hotel. Doors open at 8 p.m. and that's this Sunday night. The one and only True Love Chaos are performing live on Thursday week, the 14th of April, at Club 77 as part of Batcave. Doors open at 9 p.m. and it costs just $5 to get in. On Friday week, the 15th of April, Cog are performing live at the Metro Theatre with In the Grey and Carnival, and tickets are on sale now. Betcha Dupa are performing live on Saturday week, the 16th of April, at the Annandale Hotel. The Spazzies are performing live with Mac Pelican on Saturday week, the 16th of April, at the Marquee, which is situated on Piermont Bridge Road in Annandale. Friends or Rom are performing live at an all-ages event being held at DY Beach on Sunday week, the 17th of April, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Lots of bands performing live and lots of market stalls and skating events and other kind of things. Anyway, for more information, check out page 53 in this week's Drum Media. And I believe that's part of Youth Week. That's happening next week. 6 Foot Hick are performing live at the Annandale Hotel with the Booby Traps and the Exiles on Friday, the 29th of April. Grinspoon are performing live at the Horden Pavilion on Friday the 7th of May, and tickets are on sale now. Wolfmother are performing live on Saturday the 7th of May and at the Gaelic Club, and tickets are on sale now. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are performing live at Luna Park's Big Top on Sunday the 15th of May and also Monday the 16th of May, and tickets will go on sale this Monday the 11th of April at 9 a.m. The Used, After the Fall and Irrelevant are all performing live at the Horden Pavilion on Tuesday the 12th of May, and tickets are on sale now. Dappled Cities Fly are performing live on Saturday the 21st of May at the Gaelic Club, and tickets are on sale now. As I mentioned before, Idlewild are performing live at the Metro Theatre on Friday the 27th of May, and tickets are on sale now. Motley Crue and Motorhead are performing live on Saturday the 3rd of December at the Sydney Entertainment Centre with possible supports from Rose Tattoo. On sale date for tickets yet to be announced, and I think it's yet to be completely made definite, although it is being finalised as we speak. And finally, Interpol are confirmed to tour Australia later in the year. Venues and dates to be announced. As soon as I find out the definite dates and the definite venues, I will post them on the news page of the Sacramento Radio website. So keep checking out the news page each day until it's up there. Alrighty, we're going to get into some more Roz Williams requests now. We're going to hear another track from Shadow Project, but from a different album. First, though, here's a track from the album The Path of Sorrows, bit of a spoken word. This is Christian Death with Psalm Maggot Slayer.
After murder, we encounter the great mystery, that which surpasses the human experience, the human disease. Directly before, a moment or two after, and essentially during murder, great mysteries revealed. And in the introduction, the first prehistoric urge instilled at birth, the first cries of freedom, if only from the womb. And birth and death do not end it. This transgression is perhaps the first and final step in the evolutionary stage before and after reincarnation. Seen through the murderer's eyes, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall always want the only true free spirit. He maketh me to lie and wait for rapture. Dark horse rider.
He leadeth me to vile
angel
water.
Of dark shadows.
He maggot destroyed Slayer. My soul.
He leadeth me in the path of blindness for his name's sake. The first decision fulfilled.
In the valley of the shadow of death, for the last thou appearest before me.
Through animal eyes,
in robes of silicone and rust, and God's eye. Thou dost defile me as no other has before thee, and God's eye.
Spirit, thou anointest my head with scalding oil, dark horse rider. My blood runneth over, maggot layer.
Forsake me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell underground, under the foot, forever in the presence of mine enemies.
The first incision fulfills the need for the Lord is my shepherd, seen through animal eyes, always one, and God's eye.
We'll be right back. 1,000 masks, 1,000 lies, the running scared, the likes of you. Who are you anyway?
Thank you.
Aviva O there with Shadow Project. The track was called Holding You Close, and it's from the album called Dreams for the Dying. That was a request going out to Ben. Before Shadow Project, we heard Christian Death and their track Stairs, Uncertain Journey, from the Only Theatre of Pain album. That was a request going out to Jack, and we start off that set with another track from Christian Death, that being Psalm Maggot's Lair, from their album The Path of Sorrows, and that was a request going out to Jordan. The Glebe Record Fair is happening again this Saturday, the 9th of April, at the Peter Forsyth Auditorium, which is right opposite the Glebe Markets. And it's starting from 9 a.m. and it goes until 4 p.m, with it costing $6 to get in before 10 a.m. so you can get all the good stuff, and then $3 after 10 a.m. For more information about this Saturday's Glebe Record Fair, check out page 58 in this week's Drum Media. In this next set, we're going to hear from Christian Death and Dorcas Carotta. First, though, here's the opening track to the Shadow Project album Dreams for the Dying. We just heard a track from it then, that being Holding You Close. Let's hear the opening track from it now.
I called out for you.
Once, broken wings, grace, I called out for you twice. Broken wings, grace, I called out for you three times. Broken wings, grace, I called out for you four times. Broken wings, grace, I called out for you five times. Where are you?
and Death with the classic track Romeo's Distress, taken from the album Only Theatre of Pain, their debut album. That was going out to everyone who requested it. I'm not reading out the list of all the names. Before Christian Death, we heard Dorcas Corrada and their track The Stranger, which is the opening track to their EP called Shrine. That was going out to Ray. Shadow Project were at the top of that set with Static Jesus, which is also the opening track, but to their album Dreams for the Dying, and that was a request going out to Abby. You're listening to the Sacrament Radio Roz Williams tribute here on 2RRR 88.5 FM, where it's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. Got a bit of a club guide for you. The electro-industrial nightclub Dime Machine is happening again this Saturday night, the 9th of April, at Taylor's on Central from 10 p.m. until 4 a.m. for $10 entry. For more information about this Saturday night's Dime Machine, check out page 37 in this week's Drum Media. The new romantic indie glam goth rock club, The Funhouse, is happening this Sunday night, the 10th of April, at Q Bar on Oxford Street with my friends Rob, DJ Knife, and Chris Cobb on the decks from 8 p.m. until late, and it's for free. And I can't think of a better way to finish off my Sunday night after seeing Ken Stringfellow live. Anyway, for more information about this Sunday night's The Funhouse, check out the bottom of page 17 in this week's Drum Media. And there's a free rock club held at Club 77 on Tuesday nights called Pandemonium. I actually don't know much about Pandemonium, but I plan to check it out this Tuesday night. So I do believe it's held every Tuesday night, so I'll let you know what it's like next week. Alrighty, let's get into some more requests now. We're just going to hear three tracks now from Christian Death. This first track is the last track to the album Ashes.
From his chest, raises a wells, laden in every limb. Sleep can watch my seizures. The legless man that's erected into our winds out. Windows, like blind eyes, probe the mud. The minute that we live, run across this throat. It's stuffed with cotton. And his mouth could hear the distant splashes. A fever. When his hands work. In the silent film days.
He must remain an enigma. They climb through life's stairs to the night, like 100 pieces of glass. There were numerous outstretched hands throwing shadows of peril shadows, holding the three-cornered hat of a gardener. We move on to snake venoms. Oh, Christ would spit on you. And that's who you remind me of. Beneath a musty green, the wound appears to be dying. Beneath a musty green, the wound appears to be dying. Beneath a musty green, beneath a musty green, beneath a musty grain, the wound, it appears to be dying. The wound, it appears to be dying.
You fall in love and said it must be me. You fall in love and said it must be me. a finger instead of words. Fingers for the children under the boards. I can die a thousand times, but I'll always be here with the palace of secrets of all God in here. The paper is a such a blessing here. My hands are the killers that can kill my fears. Jesus, won't you touch me? Come in to my heart.
Three tracks there from Christian Death. That track was called Spiritual Cramp, and that was the Skeleton Kiss single version. That was a request going out to Brad. Before that, we heard Spectre, Love is Dead, from the album Invocations. That was a request going out to Tim and Belle, and I was also sending it out to Monochrome. And at the top of that set, we heard Of the Wound from the album Ashes, and that was a request going out to Sally. The next 2RRR radio training course is taking place from this Monday night, the 11th of April. The course covers all the basics of broadcasting, from announcing, producing and interviewing, to media law, editing and panel operating. If you're interested in finding out more about the 2RRR radio training course, feel free to give our office a call on 9816-2988. And if you don't get a hold of a person, leave your details and they will call you back. Or you can send an email to office@2rrr.org.au. Or you can log on to the website www.2rrr.org.au. And as well, you can check out page 58 in this week's Drum Media. Let's get into some more Roz Williams tracks. A couple more tracks from Christian Death. First, though, here's a live track from the only live Shadow Project album. It's called In Tuned Out, and was recorded back in 93. This is the opening track to the gig where they recorded it at. This is Under Your Wing.
We're Shadow Project. You can guess.
This is your job. Time to go.
With their track called Halos from the album called Invocations. That was a request going out to David. Before that was their track called Death Wish from the album The Iron Mask, and that was a request going out to Ruby. And we started off that set with Shadow Project and their live track Under Your Wing from their live album In Tuned Out. That was released back in, no, not released, but recorded back in 1993. I'm sending that out to Rich to say thank you. The German Film Festival is happening again at both the Chevelle Cinemas in Paddington and the Valhalla Cinemas in Glebe from Thursday week, the 14th of April, until Sunday, the 24th of April. For full details of what movies are being shown, check out the following website address, and I'm just going to spell it for you. It's www.goethe.de/OZFILM. FEST 05. One film that is being shown at this year's German Film Festival is my favourite film of all time, that being Wings of Desire, which is being shown in 2 weeks on Wednesday, the 20th of April, at the Chevelle Cinemas in Paddington, 8:30 p.m. So if you haven't already seen that film, do make sure you see it at some stage in your life. It is so, so beautiful. Anyway, I'll give out the website address again for all the films, for all the details of the films that are being shown at this year's German Film Festival. It's www.goethe.de/OZFILMFEST05. And of course, the German Film Festival goes on to Melbourne and Brisbane and some other places as well. Alrighty, well, you are listening to the Sacrament Radio Roz Williams tribute here on TRRR 88.5 FM. Now, Roz Williams was highly influenced by many artists such as The Velvet Underground, Iggy Pop, David Bowie and Gary Numan, and he showed this by doing a few covers of these artists that he liked and releasing them on some of his albums. I was hoping to play a track, well, many tracks actually, one from each artist that he certainly liked to cover, but unfortunately I ran out of time, so I'm not sure how many I'll get to play, but we'll start off with the Velvet Underground cover that he did with Christian Death on the Path of Sorrows album. This is their version, as in Christian Death's version of the Velvet Underground track, Venus in Furs.
Down on your bended knees. Taste the
Christian Death and the live version of the Gary Numan song Down in the Park, just playing in the background there. It's from their album called The Iron Mask. And before that, we heard Christian Death doing their version of the Velvet Underground track Venus in Furs, which is from their album The Path of Sorrows. Well, that's it for this week's Sacrament Radio Roz Williams tribute. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. Coming up next is Miko with his program Thematics, which is all about sex. And it will take you through until transmission starts. And whenever you're awake between now and 6 a.m, keep your radio switched on to 2RRR 88.5 FM. Next week's Sacrament Radio is a general request week, so feel free to start sending in your requests now, as listed on the main page of the Sacrament Radio website. Make sure you check out the website during the week to keep up to date with all the bands that are performing live and all the clubs that are happening. And the address to log on to is www.sacramentradio.org. Goodbye, everyone. Have a really great week and take care. This last song is, of course, Roz Williams when he was together with Jotanu Dubonnet and they released Dream Home Heartache. This is the track going out to everyone who requested it. One of the best Roz songs, Flowers.
sometimes I just can't face myself. This is my favorite sad story. Forget me not, or I'll forget myself. I guess I'll just tuck myself away tonight. You know it's been one of those days. Cannot reap what you have sown beneath this blanket of blue soil wrapped around my mortal foliage. Well, a stem is not a rose, but that's how my garden grows. Can't see the forest for taking poison for disease. Now it's all shot to hell and back again. I seek redemption for the same old sin, and I fall on my knees. I pray that's how they found me last time. Dead. This is my favorite sad story. Forget me not, or I'll forget myself. I've got quite a few things that I'm afraid of. Sometimes I just won't face myself. This is my favorite sad story. Forget me not, or I'll forget myself. I guess I'll just tuck myself away tonight. You know it's been one of those days. I cannot reap what you have sown beneath this blanket of blue soil wrapped around my mortal.